Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Children's Prayer Line. Today is March the 5th. Well, we are so excited about all the great things God is doing for us, through us, around us. He's a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful for all the many things you're doing on our behalf. We come to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your favor. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, everything you're about to do on our behalf. We come to give you praise, glory, and thanksgiving. You are mighty God, an awesome God. Nothing is impossible to you. We thank you so much, oh God, for the children. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in the children on a daily basis, Lord. We thank you that you are keeping them safe and protected, oh God. Father, we thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection all around our children on a daily basis, oh God. We thank you for ordering their steps. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for them making wise choices. We thank you for parents participating in the lives of their children. Oh, Father, I thank you that the parents will tell them what time to be in before dark, what time, breakfast will be ready, what time lunch will be ready, what time supper will be ready. And I thank you, Father God, that the parents are training them up in the way they should go daily. They are teaching them the word of God according to Deuteronomy chapter 6. They are teaching them that you are the only true and living God, the one and only. In the name of Jesus, they are teaching them from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, the word of God. They're teaching them that they have to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor their father and their mother, that their days may be long upon the land. I think that the word of God is getting in the children on a daily basis, oh God. It's getting deep into their spirits, oh God. It's turning them around towards you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are never leaving our children. You are always with them. We cover every child in Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Europe, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that they are protected. They are provided for in the mighty name of Jesus. We love and adore you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tables of their heart, that they would not sin against God. I thank you that our children's mind is in training so they can receive and think God's word. I thank you that their eyes are in training to see only what God wants them to see. I thank you that their ears are in training to hear only what God wants them to hear. I thank you that their mouth is in training to say only what God wants them to say. I think that their hands are in training to touch only what God wants them to touch. Their body is in training to go and do only what God wants them to do. So I thank the Lord for everything he's doing in the lives of our children. Are we so excited today? Oh, yes, Father, we remember our children. Oh, Father, we thank you that they are healthy and well, baby Chloe, Zoe, Devin, and Phil. We thank you that they are healthy and well. They are healed of the Lord. We thank you for everything you're doing on their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for their parents who care for them, giving them tender loving care every day. And Lord, we thank you that your joy is the strength of our children, that our children are receiving much joy on a daily basis. Remove the sadness from every child in every continent, Lord, and let joy come forth in the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It's nothing like having a child that's full of laughter and joy and playing around, you know, just playing, having a good time, because their lives have been given to them by God. We're grateful for the Most High God giving our children life, abundant life, and long, healthy life. So we appreciate one of you all coming on. Well, we have a young one on. She's 5 years young. She's from the Louisiana area. We thank God for Adelaide. She has a brother that's, I think he's almost 3 years old. And Adelaide's going to sing today. Good and pray. Good afternoon, Adelaide.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. What are you going to sing today?
When we all get to heaven.
All right. I like that song. Go right ahead, baby.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. When we all see the day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Beautiful, Adelaide. I am so proud of you. And I'm thankful. How's your brother doing?
Good.
Good. How was school today?
Good.
Good. Did you do anything special today in school?
I left early.
Oh, y'all had early release? All right. Give your parents and your grandma a hug for me, okay? And baby brother.
Okay.
Thank you. Love you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Adelaide. I thank you for her dad, her mom, her grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, the whole family. Bless the family like never before, Father. And we are so grateful, Lord God, that you, the Most High God, are watching over them, protecting them morning, noon, and night. You are giving them healthy food to eat, so that the children can grow and be in excellent health and strength. We thank you for Adelaide, Lord, because she's brilliant like Daniel and his friends. We thank you for her learning everything that she needs to know every day for life and godliness. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Lord, give her the desires of her heart according to your plan. Amen. Well, we have another young lady on today. She's real young. She's been around a long time. We thank God for Mother Irma Smith. I believe she's living in Arkansas right now. And she is going to give us a testimony about rearing children. Good afternoon, Mother Irma. How are you?
I'm blessed and good evening, everyone. And also, I thank God for Adelaide and her family. You know, the way that she's being brought up in the name of Jesus, in the moderation of the Lord, giving God the glory for each and every one of the grandmothers and the mothers that's bringing the children up the right way, that they could love the Lord and honor him and obey him, you know, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God. And I was a native from New Orleans. I was born in Summit, Mississippi. And from age of five, I was brought to New Orleans, was raised up there until, excuse me, until Katrina came. And then I moved up here. But I'm in Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. But I'm thanking God for, through the years of my life and my children's life, I thank him for rearing, which, of course, he had to teach you. He was teaching me. He was teaching my husband how to, you know, bring up our children. Where one was weak, the other one was strong. And I just thank God, you know, that our thought was that we would bring them to the Lord, because he's the only one can teach them and bring them up the right way. And I thank God that, you know, sometimes in rearing the children, sometimes they'll get so in a way of being rebellious. And you have to tell them, you know, well, I would spank mine. I would whip them. And I thank God for that. But I'm saying, if I said something to them that would hurt their feelings, I would go back when I, you know, go back and tell them, I'm sorry for saying this or saying that or doing this or doing that. The only reason I'm doing this, keeping you from going this place or whatever, is because I love you and I'm trying to keep you out of, you know, harm's way. Because, you know, a lot of children try to draw our children to do what they're doing. But I thank God that through prayer and his word and teaching them, bringing them in the word, that they were obedient, and the Lord kept them out of trouble. I kept them out of jail, kept them out of many things that they could have gotten into. A lot of their friends died young because of their lifestyle. But I'm thanking God, you know, for taking care of my children. And I thank God for my grandchildren, because I have grandchildren. I reared my oldest son, my second oldest son, my daughter, which I brought them up because she died at an early age. And my other grandchildren that was young, I reared them because my daughter was working. She had three boys. And my granddaughter, I had a granddaughter that was with me that I raised in my house. And I'm just thanking God, because when we rise up in the morning, getting them ready for school, they had verses, they had prayers that they had to read before they went to school. And prayers we pray, I'd pray over them and anoint them with the oil. And I just thank God, because, you know, in looking and coming back over my life and over their life, even my grandchildren that I reared or didn't go to jail, incidents happened to them because of, you know, the world out there. But, you know, God kept them. And his word says that if we bring them up, you know, under him, you know, he would keep them and they wouldn't stray. And I thank God, yeah, some of the grandchildren, you know, kind of got in their own selfish ways. You have to stop me. You have to tell me, because I'm talking. I don't have any time. And I'm just thanking God, because, you know, he enabled them to come back and repent and ask God to help them. I had one of my grandchildren, he was 8 years old, and as we were going to church, you know, they gave them activities where, you know, a day was for the children. And Mikhail, he was the one that wanted to be the preacher. And he would, you know, bring a word, and he would do his prayer and praise the Lord, you know, and the other one would read the Bible. And he brought the... he wanted to teach on Malachi about tithing. And he was telling us we have to tithe in order to be blessed from the Lord. I said, now, where are you getting that from? But I get hearing, because I always, all of my grandchildren, I didn't have very much, but I still, God blessed me, because I would give $10 for each one of them for tithes every month. And that was seven of them, and plus my tithes. And I just thank God, you know, because God is good. He wants us to show them the right way, but I didn't think he was understanding that. And he was telling us we have to tithe in order to be blessed by, from the Lord. And I'm just giving God the glory because God is a good God.
Amen.
And then, you know, I may not quote this word, this scripture clearly, but it's Exodus, the 14th chapter, the 14th verse, where it says, the Lord will fight for us. And it said that we have to hold our peace. We have to be still and hold our peace because God is with us, and we have to depend on him, and he will take care of us in order, regardless of what the circumstance may be. But he will see for us, and he'll take care of us. And I just thank God, and I just thank God for this opportunity of, you know, saying about my grandchildren. I just thank God for them. I thank God for my daughter that passed. Thank God for her daughter and her son. And her son is with me, and he's, you know, he takes care of me. He's my provider. God, you know, kept him with me for that reason. He takes care of me. He do the things that I need done, you know, with my eating and eating the right food and keep me from eating wrong food, eating canned and, you know. He tried to keep me from doing that, drinking the soft drink. You tell me plenty of water is good for your body. So I thank God for that. Sometimes I would lack a little piece of something, but I just obey what he said because I know it's good for my body. And I'm just giving God the glory. And I thank God for my his sister. She's married and have three children. I have three great-grandchildren by her. And I'm just giving God the glory. In Jesus' name, and I love the Lord because I know he heard my cry. And I know in over the years of my coming up, I know grandmother prayed for me, my mother prayed for me, because I wasn't always the right, you know, child. But I'm thanking God that he, through prayers, he drove me back to himself and he gave me to be a mother and a grandmother and a great-grandmother.
Amen.
And I thank God for this opportunity. Amen.
Thank you, Mother. Oh, thank you, Mother Irma. That was an awesome testimony. She was training her children, her grandchildren up according to God's will. And we appreciate that testimony because she is helping many people help, you know, them train their children up. You know, like she said, she prayed over them. She taught them the word. And we are grateful to her for the example that she was and how they're still, you know, doing God's will. So the Bible says if you train them up the way that they should go, even when they get older, they won't depart from it. They'll do God's will. So I thank you so much, Mother Irma. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Mother Irma before you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. I thank you, Father, for the wisdom that you have given her over the years, the wisdom that she imparted in us today as to how to train up the children in the way that they should go. So we are so grateful for her. We thank you for her children, her grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and even those to be born. We thank you that they are all, oh God, following after you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you up today. We have another mighty woman of God on, a great-grandmother, and a great-great-grandmother, Minister Julia. She is from Florida, and she and Joe are going to come on today and pray and bring, you know, whatever the Lord said. So we thank God. Good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here on the air today. And I thank God for each and every one of us who are on the air today. Today I have Joe Taylor with me.
My name is Joe Taylor. I'm 30 years old.
And he's going to pray and sing for us.
Yes, ma'am. I love the Father, I love the God, and I pray, my sister, name, hallelujah, pray, hallelujah, God, pray, my sister, name, hallelujah, pray, give God, and I love my Lord, and I follow the Lord, and the God, pray, in the hands, of God, hallelujah, pray, come, my sister, name, hallelujah, God, Okay, happy Isaiah King, a good man. Yeah, you thank God and the Lord and the Spirit, God and the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What song you gonna sing?
And bless and bless in the round.
Sing.
And bless, sing around, sing around. The Lord be good. Jesus Christ in the house. Jesus Christ in the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Sister G, we have a special request for you today. I have.
Okay. I'm 8 years old. I'm King, I'm 7 years old.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Say our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debt, as we give our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, my suffer, I shall not want. Name me my mind, bring me past the human side, still, Lord. Yes, Lord, my soul. Bring me past the right for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thou art with me, thou rod, thou staff, they comfort me. Thou place take before me, and a precious thing in my enemies. My mouth is my head with oil, my cup running sore. Sin and goodness and mercy should follow me all the days of my life. I should go in the house of the Lord. However, amen. When thy child is in trouble, live in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, I'm in the majesty. And when I sow, I will not tell you. I'll go and pray a place for you. I'll come again and receive you. To myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And the way I go, in the way he knows. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know where thou goest. I can't know the way. And he said to him, I am the way. The truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for the sin I'm sinful. And no devil should save me from God. No devil could take me from God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for the sin I'm sinful. Thanks for my brothers. Thanks for my sister. Thanks for my mama. Thanks for my daddy. Thanks for my soul. Thanks for letting me be on this world. Thanks for letting me be on the radio with Sister Jean. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What song y'all ready to sing?
God got the power.
Go ahead.
God.
There
is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break everything. Break everything. Break
everything. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. There's healing.
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
There's healing.
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
There's healing.
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Break every chain.
I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain falling. There is power in the name.
Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
And Lord. Lord.
Lord, keep us covered. Honor, precious blood. Don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, I pray. Now, Lord, keep me covered. Honor, precious blood. Don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, I pray. What they would say, everything has breath.
My name's Dyer Walker, and I'm 8 years old.
My name's King Walker, and I'm 7 years old.
My name is Jesse, 32 years old.
Amen. And I'm Julia, and I'm there.
Where is Kenyon?
Praise God.
Where's Kenyon?
Oh, he's in school today.
Oh, okay.
We go to different school, and they out for spring break.
Okay, so, all right. Well, one of you all, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come bringing the Walker children for you and Joe, and I thank you for blessing them and safety, peace, and protection. I thank you, Lord God, your Lord is their strength. I thank you for protecting them morning, noon, and night. I thank you that, oh, God, you are ordering their steps. And, Lord, we are so grateful that they joined us today on the Tuesday prayer line for the children. And so, Father, we are so grateful for their parents, for their great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, Minister Julia Walker. I thank you, Father God, for keeping her healthy and well. I thank you that she has trained them up in the way that they should go. And they will never depart from your way, from your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over them and their parents and their family in the name of Jesus. Amen. Boy, that was a royal treat. That was better than the best dessert you can ever have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for them today. It's prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. So I am so excited that my young men came on. And also, we had Adelie on. She's 5 years young. She sang and prayed. We are so grateful when the children come on because they bless us so much. They are so close to Father God, and we are so grateful for them. And I thank Father God, I thank you, Father, for long life. Will you satisfy the children and show them your salvation? Amen, amen. All right. Well, God is ordering all of our steps today. It's prayer time, and we thank the Lord for what he's doing in us. Amen. All right. I heard little Adelie and her brother, Zaire, today. So we thank God for them. Trazi, I'm sorry. Adelie's dad was on with us. I don't know if he's still on or not, but he came on with us for a little bit, but I think he's hung up now. But anyway, we thank God for each of you all coming on, those who are on silent. And it's time to pray like never before. So we're going to ask Sister Vivian if she will start us off in prayer today. Let me make sure I have everybody's phone unmuted that need to be unmuted. And we got Sister Vivian. If you would pray for pleasant, enjoyable households where children are valued and loved. Your scripture is scripture Matthew 19:14. And then after you, I'm going to give, hold on 1 second. Somebody just, I don't, hold on. Okay. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So let me give Sister Audrey's on with us today. I thank God for her. Sister Audrey, if you don't have your Bible, I'll read the scripture for you, but it's Psalms 122, verse 1. Pray for stability in households. Pray for stability in households. And then we have Sister Marion on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. And your scripture is John 14:27.
Okay, Sister D, can you hold mine for a minute? Somebody's at my door.
Sure.
Can you hold mine for a minute?
Yes,
okay.
I will. So, anyway, go ahead, Sister Vivian.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Good evening to everyone. Blessings upon each one in the household. Hallelujah. Matthew 19:14 reads as thus. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Father God, this afternoon, God, we are praying, God, oh God, for children, oh God, that will be able to live in good households, households that's making sure they are clean, making households that are teaching them the word first of all, training them up in the admonition of the Lord. Father God, households that love their children and show much love, oh God, and not partiality, oh God. Father, children that are being brought up, oh God, and taught the right way according, oh God, to your will, God. And we are praying for every parent, oh God, Father God, that they, oh God, desire the word of God in their lives so that they can train their children up. Because that's what your word said, train them up in the way they should go, oh God, and suffer them not. Don't forbid them, oh God, but we ought to teach them, oh God, teach them to come to you, and God, let them know that the kingdom is waiting on them, oh God. Let them know there's a purpose and a plan, oh God, for their lives, oh God. I pray, oh God, I pray, oh God, this afternoon, God, that parents will teach their children, oh God, so that they will know, God, there's a reason reasons and for everything under the sun, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And they desire, oh God, teach them to know the desire of the good things of the Lord, what he will do for them and what he can do for them and what he is doing for them. Oh, praise God. I thank you, Lord God, for the children that came on, because they are being taught in the admonition of the Lord. And I am praying right now, God, for many parents, oh God. Oh, God, will know the purpose and the plan, oh God, that is put up on their lives for each one of the children. in their home, O God. These children will be fed, O God, and not left to feed themselves, O God. Hallelujah. Feed them first with the word of God. Feed them, O God, with nourishment, O God, in the name of Jesus, God. Well nourished, O Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the word of God, physically and spiritually, I speak it right now in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Audrey, can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. You need me? Go ahead.
Oh, I have my Bible. Psalms 122, verse 1. I'm sorry. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now I need to pray.
Pray for stability in the home.
Amen, amen. Lord, I come to you this day, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you give each home stability, not just for our children, but also our parents and grandparents, Lord Jesus. I pray that you teach us how to lead and guide our children, Lord Jesus. I pray that you anoint us so that we can anoint them daily, Lord Jesus. I pray that you continue to let us be a blessing to them and let us be that light that they need to see, Lord Jesus, in order for them to walk godliness, Lord Jesus. I pray that you bless us to continue to walk godly before them, Lord Jesus, and to be that light, hallelujah, that they should be able to look at and be able to want to be like us the way we want to walk and be like our Lord want us to walk, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to bless us to live by your commandments, Lord Jesus. Keep the enemy from our children. Keep them out of their minds, Lord Jesus. I pray that you bless them to be obedient to their parents, Lord Jesus. We have so many disobedient, hard-headed children nowadays, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you just continue to give them that love that they're looking for and searching for in their heart, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you just continue to keep these children that was on today, Lord Jesus. Keep their minds, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for the songs that they gave. I thank you for the prayers, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and the scriptures that they read. I pray that you continue to stay in their hearts, Lord Jesus. Continue to stay with their parents and grandparents that's teaching them, Lord Jesus. And I pray anytime that the enemy try to step in, Lord Jesus, that you just stand right there in front of them, Lord Jesus, and let them know to hold on. And those that say that the devil cannot take them away from the Lord, I thank them for that knowledge, Lord Jesus. And God, I just thank you, hallelujah, for the little girl that song when we all get to heaven. Hallelujah, what a day, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a day, what a day, what a day. I thank you for that little six-year-old girl, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for that 7 and 8 year old girl, children, Lord, Zara and her sister, brother. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you continue to keep them safe from all harm and danger. Keep them as they grow to be young adults, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you let them hold on to your hand as long as possible, Lord Jesus. And don't ever let you go, Lord Jesus. I pray that you bless them not to listen to their peers, Lord Jesus, and other children that are speaking negativity. I pray that you continue to bless them to hold on to your spirit, Lord Jesus, and continue to be prayerful, Lord Jesus. Continue to read their words, Lord Jesus. And continue to keep comfort in you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Oh, that was
Amen.
An awesome prayer. I'll pray for Sister Marion's prayer of targeting.
I'm back, Sister G. I'm back.
Okay. Yours is Psalm 32:7. And pray protection from kidnapping for our children. Protection from kidnapping.
Give me a minute.
Okay, while she's looking for hers, Vivian, Minister Vivian, I'm going to give you your next one. Scripture is Psalms 91, verse 1. Pray for our children to be protected from neglect and abuse. And Sister Audrey, you're next after Sister Vivian. Protection from kidnapping. Your scripture is Psalm 32, verse 7. Psalms 32, verse 7. All right.
Also, you ready? That's the one you gave me.
That's okay.
You gave me some. Okay.
It's different targets. Okay. It's the same scripture, but
okay.
Different targets. Go ahead.
You want me to read it now?
Wait, hold on. Actually, okay, I get which one did I, you said I gave you?
32 and 7.
And what was the target I gave you?
You said to pray for kids not to be kidnapped.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Okay, you go ahead and pray that, and I'm going to change hers. Go ahead.
Okay. Psalms 32 and 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Dear Heavenly Father, I bring all of our children to you right now, Lord God. I pray a hedge of protection over them right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet right now, Lord God. Protect them from all kidnappers right now, Lord God, that try to sell them and traffic them right now, Lord God. I pray that you protect them, watch over them, and care for them right now, Lord God. Let their families pay better attention to their children right now, Lord God, so they won't go astray right now, Lord God. And they won't be targeted for kidnappers right now, Lord God. I pray and ask, Lord God, that a hedge of protection be around them right now, Lord God. I pray to bleed the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Cover them right now, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, all abuse right now, Lord God. Anything, any danger, any hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God, I pray and ask that you cover them with your blood right now, Lord Jesus. Cover them with your blood right now, Lord God. Protect them right now, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I praise you and I thank you for your protection right now over them. I praise you and I thank you right now, Lord God, for the hedge of protection over them right now, Lord God. I thank you for covering them right now, Lord God, in the name of your son, Jesus. I praise you and I thank you right now, Lord God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay. Vivian, you're going to pray, but before you pray, Sister Audrey, your scripture is John 14, 27. John 14, 27. Pray healing for parents on drugs or any addictions. Pray healing for parents on drugs or any addictions. Okay, Sister Vivian, and then you after her, Sister Audrey. Go ahead.
Psalms 91. And one reads as thus, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father God, we pray, O God, according to your word, O God, that children will be brought up and taught how to live in the secret place of the Most High God, that they will learn how to draw close to you. In the name of Jesus, they will be protected, O God. They will not be neglected, O God. O God, from anything, O God, that's in the power of the parent to do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray against abuse in the home. Abusing them sexually, mentally, and physically. Now, I was thinking of today how my husband wanted to beat my son with the extension cord. And I said, no, I will not let my child be whipped. I'd rather get a switch and sting his little legs or butt the arms. But I will not let my child be abused in any kind of way. And Father, I take authority over the abuse situation. I pray for every mother, oh God, that's in a relationship with a man, oh God, that's not the child's dad. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that is abusing children, and he, because it's not his, he don't have enough love for it, and she has to go and get rid of him or divorce him because he doesn't like her children, any type of abuse, oh God. I'm coming against it in the name of Jesus, oh God. That neglect, oh God, to lay with the man and neglect your child, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Devil, you are loose them mothers, oh God, so they can take care of the children, so they can love their children more than a man, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh God, that children be brought up with much love, oh God, so they won't turn. Oh, God, they'll know they had a mother that loved them, no matter what. Oh, God, protected from any kind of way, like I was saying earlier, from harsh treatment, oh, God. Father, we ought to know how to treat them. Treat them with love, but you said don't spare the rod. We got to know how far to spare the rod. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the covering, oh, God, them that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will be protected from the enemy that's lurking to try to abuse them in any kind of way. We thank you, Father, that, oh God, our children today is protected in the name of Jesus, oh God. And the enemy that's lurking, he has to go in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Hallelujah. Oh God, because we're snatching them from the hands of the burning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Sister Audrey.
John
14:27.
John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, I come to you, Lord Jesus, praying that you give us the peace in our minds, Lord Jesus. I pray that you give us the ability to look up to you and not man. In our circumstances, Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you teach us how to put you first in our life, Lord Jesus. Let us know that you're God and man is just a vessel. I pray that you give us that vessel in our life, hallelujah, to get closer to you and to get to know you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you bless us to bless somebody, Lord Jesus. I pray that you bless us to be teachers, Lord Jesus. To teach those who have drug addictions, Lord Jesus, that they can lean on you for comfort, Lord Jesus. They can look to you instead of drugs in order to feel good or to be happy, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you just continue to be that filler in man's heart that they're looking for, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you just let us be that witness to be able to talk to them and lead and guide and help the Lord Jesus to you, Lord Jesus. Bless us not to be afraid to teach your word. Bless us not to be afraid to tell people their wrongdoing, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you just fix troubled minds and hearts, Lord Jesus. Fix them in a way, Lord Jesus, that you can be a comfort to them, Lord Jesus. And let them know that if they trust you, things are going to be all right. If they trust you, that you're going to give them that peace that passes all understanding. I pray that you give them that peace one day, Lord Jesus, just to know you're God, you're everything. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you just continue, Lord Jesus, to just not let their heart be troubled. Our hearts be so troubled sometimes, Lord Jesus. We just don't know how to get past it, Lord Jesus. I pray that you give us an understanding. I pray that you give us that peace, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you give us that comfort, Lord Jesus, that we need in our life, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue, Lord Jesus, to bless those that nowhere to go, nowhere to live, on the streets, Lord Jesus, those that on drugs, don't know how to get out of it, Lord Jesus, don't know how to come off of it, Lord Jesus. I pray that you bless them to understand that if they just give their life to you, Lord Jesus, you can fix all things, Lord Jesus. But they have to want it into their hearts, Lord Jesus. They want to change, Lord Jesus. I pray that you be that changer in them, Lord Jesus. God, you're so good and so merciful, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you just put somebody in their life for them to watch, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you give us, hallelujah, the love that you have given us so far, Lord Jesus, to those people that's needed, Lord Jesus. God, you're so good and so merciful, Lord Jesus. And we just tell you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the peace that you're going to give, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right, Sister Vivian, I'm going to give you your scriptures, Titus 2, 4 through 5. Titus 2, 4 through 5. Pray for parents to be taught, trained in how to love and discipline their children. Pray for parents to be taught how to love and discipline their children with love. All right, Sister Marion, your scripture is James chapter 2, verse 9. James chapter 2, verse 9. Pray for parents. Pray parents would not favor one child over another child. Okay, Vivian. You may be on mute because we can't hear you, Sister Vivian.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Sure was on mute. All right, let me get to Titus here. Let me see. Uh-oh. Until now, I can't find Titus. that I'm looking at Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Second Timothy, Titus, there it is. All right, we got Titus 2, 4 and 5. There I am. All right, young women. Verse 4 and 5 reads as thus, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love them, love their husbands, and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. My God, thank you, Father God. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that our young women, O God, Lord God, will be taught by the older women, O God, and they will listen, and they will learn how to love their husband and respect their husband, oh, Father God, and love their children, oh, God, and be discreet and chaste and keepers of the home. Learn how to keep good home, obedient to their own husbands, oh, God, and the word of God. Be not blasphemed. They don't want to be disobedient to the word of God, Lord. They want to obey your word, God. We praying for them, oh, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, as they, oh, God, grow in the admonition of you, God, they're learning, oh, God. Oh, Father God, what comes first in their lives, oh, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, they uphold that which is good. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, they, oh, God, will learn, oh, God, they can't keep up with the world and the friends, oh, God. But, oh, Father God, their first love, oh, God, will be you, their husband, oh, Father God, their children, their home, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for plenty of them to return to you. Turn from out there in the bars. Turn from out there smoking and drinking. Turn the young women, oh, God, will be discreet, in every way, God. Lord God, they won't leave the children unattended. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, they'll make sure. Oh, God, we have too many children left in the home, getting burned up in houses. Lord, we coming against that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they, oh, God, will take care of their children with much love, tag with them wherever they go. Oh, Father, with them. Hallelujah, praise God. This is the way, God, you want mothers to be. The street in the home, oh, God, teaching at your little young girls how to clean up the house, oh, God, oh, Father God, how to wipe down, how to wax down, oh, yes, Lord God, teaching them, God, at an early age, so when they grow up, they'll know how to keep their home. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Marion, did I give you your yeah?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you gave me James 2 and 9.
Okay, go ahead.
James 2 and 9. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressive. Heavenly Father, I bring all of our children before you right now, Lord God, and their parents. I'm praying that parents don't treat one child better than the other parent. The other child, Lord God. I'm praying that they don't look at one child and hate that child because they look like a father that they didn't get along with. I'm praying, Lord God, that you don't let the parents treat the children if one is dark and one is light, Lord God. Let the parents treat them both the same with the same amount of love, Lord God. Let them raise them up together in love right now, Lord God. Let them not favor one over the other right now, Lord God. Let them not cause animosity between the children and have one child thinking that he's better than the other child. Right now, Lord God, I'm praying for the parents not to do that because that damages the children when they grow up. They be selfish right now, Lord God, and mean to other children right now, Lord God, because they feel like they're better than all the other kids right now, Lord God. So I'm praying that you enlighten the parents right now, Lord God, and train them because they need training right now, Lord God, to not blame a child for the way they look if they look like their father. Lord God, don't let them take it out on the child right now, Lord God, that they didn't get along with the daddy right now, Lord God. I'm praying that they treat each child the same and let them grow up being as one and not separated with one thinking better than the other one. Lord God, help the parents right now, Lord God, is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I may have given you the wrong scripture, but James 2 and 9. It says, it is sin because it is contrary to the character and commandment of God to show favoritism. So thank you so much for that prayer. I appreciate it. Well, we're going to be closing out very soon, but I want to pray for some people. I talked to Mother Fanny today, and she has not been feeling well for quite some time. And Brother McMillan is on with us, so we're going to be praying for him and Sister Lanny. Okay, I'm going to ask you, Vivian, if you'll say a quick prayer for Mother Fanny. Ellen and Sister Lanny is going out of town for a couple of weeks, and she also needs prayer for healing.
All right. You want me to pray for Sister Lanny as well?
Mother Fanny, Brother McMillan, and Sister Lanny, she's not feeling well as well. All of them need healing.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are bringing your children before you. Lord, you know my mind has been on Mother Fanny, God. Lord, I'm praying that you touch her, God, and strengthen her. Oh, God, in her feeble knees, raise her up, God, that will continue to look to you, Jesus, oh, God, because she knows that you are the love of her life, God. Oh, Father God, just spread your wings over her, oh, God. Oh, let your angel's wing lift her up. Hallelujah, praise God. And we thank you, oh God, for Brother McMillan, oh God, Father God, oh God, be with him, oh God, strengthen him, God, in every
area, oh God, Lord, no weapon formed against him shall prosper, God. We pray for Sister Fanny, God, as she travels, oh God, Lord, be with her, God. We, oh God, pray that the angels be encamped all about her, God, protecting her, leading her, and guiding her. Speak to each one of them, God. Just let let them each hear your voice, oh God. Your voice coming down in the midst of that presence, oh God. Fill that presence with the glory of God, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, Lord, they will rejoice. Yes, God. They will rejoice in you because they know the presence of the Lord is there. Oh, praise God. Lord, we thank you for each one, name by name, God. Wrap them in your arms and close, hold them close to you, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I have a couple of announcements of Sister Vivian, get your phone number ready for God's favorites. We're going to call on you to give that info in a minute. The Great Kingdom Holy Convention is coming up April 5th, 6th, and 7th in the New Orleans area. It's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel in Kenner, Louisiana. The overseer is Apostle Jones. Also, the Greater Bible Study Conference line Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Central Standard, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. The number is 605-472-5790. And the code is 212-6171-POUND. All right, Sister Vivian, if you'll give your radio program phone number, and you can just make the announcement about it.
Oh, okay. Mother Irma, is that the lady that asked me about the India trip when I was going? Or was it Mother Mary?
I really don't know.
Okay. All right.
I will call her back and find out, but if you'll give your information.
Okay. All right. I have God's favorites radio program every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Wished all of you all could come on and be a part. Praise God. Reaching out to the hurting, the lost, mothers that have lost their children to gun violence, prison walls, pregnancies, or whatever they may be going through. Maybe you're going through some type of sickness and you can't shake it. But God told us to pray you one for another. So that number is 1-7. We don't have to use a one anymore. 714-409-0578. I am the author of the book, Why Not a Woman? I tell you, this book was written just for you, you and you, that you may be going through something, and you can just pick this book up, and it will open to the right scripture for you at the right time. I mean, a right word. And this book is to encourage you all through your life, whether you're a young child just learning how to read, whether you're an older adult, the book was written for you. So if you want to get a copy, you may contact me at 504-615-1070. I will get a book to you. God bless you. The books are $12.99. But I will ship it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. We love you all so much. May the Lord continually watch over you, protect you, guide you, direct your path on a daily basis. May you always stay healthy and well. In the name of Jesus, I love all of you. You know God loves you even more. And we look forward to talking to you very soon. So don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. We love you all so much. Good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.